Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sewing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you today?
I'm always blessed and thankful to be here, and welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula.
Hey, Paula.
How are y'all? I've been mowing, trying to get my yard mowed before the rain hits again.
Coach Paul, do you have to mow every week?
I have to mow about every 3 days in the summer.
Oh,
if I don't, then it's so high that I can't.
Yeah,
then it gets hard.
Gets out of control. Wow.
Especially when it rains, man.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
And you can't smoke
oh, yeah.
None of this damn grass has been mowing.
Worst grass in the world to have, ain't it, Paula? There's nothing but just a work and no benefit from it.
I know. I pull it up every chance I get and just get rid of the shit.
Just go to the dirt, Paula. Just go to the dirt.
I'd rather have the dirt.
Where that way you could just plant you whatever you want. It'll give you something beneficial to come up out of.
Right. Last night, the two puppies decided to dig a hole in front of my pallet fence, a really big hole. I think they were trying to find China. So I went and dug up an old rose bush and planted the rose bush in the hole that they dug. So maybe they won't dig now there anyways.
We've only got a 30-minute show. It doesn't take long to get through that. Let's get started with our birthdays. The first birthday is Bill Barron. Linda Greenwell, happy birthday to you. Elizabeth Gomez, Miss Leslie Gibson down there in Pikeville, Kentucky. Happy birthday today, Miss Leslie. Kevin Baker down there in Hazard, Kentucky. My little cousin there, Kevin Baker, happy birthday to you. Todd Cunningham, happy birthday. Robert Parks, happy birthday. Garcia, happy birthday. Lame Ass Blue Buds, happy birthday to you. David, Steven, and there's no way, David, that I can say your last name, but he's out there in Arizona. He is, a lot of people call him Safer Dave. He has the Marijuana is Safer Than Alcohol shirts that he promotes out there in Arizona, and it's called Safer Arizona. So big shout out to you, David. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any.
Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any?
I've got the same one you did, Safer Arizona. David Steven Winaniski, maybe, is his last name. I don't know. Happy birthday.
Yeah, David, I can't say his name. Yeah, I mean, he calls it Safer Arizona shirts, but they are the Marijuana is Safer Than Alcohol. And he's a good friend and helps Miss Stacy out there in Arizona. So, famous birthdays. Tim McGraw is 49 years old today. 49 years old, Tim McGraw. And then we have the actress Judy Collins is 77 years old today on famous birthdays. Day in history on this day in 1931, the Empire State Building was dedicated on this day in 1931. Question of the day. We had two answers on question of the day. I think there was two comments. Question of the day was, what is the primary chemical difference between indica and sativa? Jeff Campbell, all he says is, good question. So thank you, Jeff, down there in Georgia. John Birnbach says, generally speaking, the makeup of the cannabinoid content, different percentages of THC to others like CBD, CBN, that is really the percentages. As far as I know, there is no chemical difference between THC and indica versus sativa versus ruderalis. So, I don't know what that word is.
That's the cousin to cannabis.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep.
And he says, again, something that should be stayed and will eventually. Pioneer Paul, what do you say the answer is?
I don't know, and I was going to call Gary to see if in all his research if he had happened to find it out, but I was out mowing. But I will try to call him later tonight and see if he's got an answer, because he might have researched it and know.
Miss Jolene, what do you think the answer is?
I don't know. I didn't even look. I don't know.
Well, listen, the answer is simple. The answer is very simple. Cannabis sativa, let's remember this. If they say sativa, you definitely want sativa. Cannabis sativa has high concentrates of THC, okay? Cannabis indica has high concentrates of CBD. So that's the difference. That is the chemical difference. One is the sativa is high in THC, where the indica is high in the CBDs.
Cool. I do know that the sativa is upper and the indica is a downer. One will relax you and the other is peppy.
Cheese is a sativa. I like to speed on it, you know, without racing your heart.
Uh-huh. Yeah. when I go to the store, that's what I ask for. And then there's a hybrid, there's a cross between, you know, indica and sativa.
Well, I went to Five Star today and asked for some cannabis, and they were fresh out. It's like, damn.
That's a good one, Paul.
They were probably would ask me if I want something else when I go buy my legal drugs. Apparently, they haven't learned yet. They're going to ask me, do you need anything else? Yeah, I need to have found a good pot. Strikes up a conversation, though.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, you know, to me, this was I thought this was pretty good, you know, a pretty good, awesome question today, you know, with that. Because now we know sativa, you know, if you're not wanting to get, if you're wanting to get knocked out, you probably want to do the indica. If you want to stay awake, you want to do the sativa.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do the indica at night and the sativa in the morning. If I would like that, if I had, you know, could have whatever I wanted, I'd want the indica for nighttime and the sativa for daytime.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I think that's the best way to put it, Paula. One would be great for the morning, and one would be great for the nighttime.
Right, but you get what you get. You don't really even know until you smoke it if it's going to make you motivate or lay back.
That's true, Paula. And you know. Unless you're getting it from, like Jolene says, from a dispensary, and you're getting it off the street, most of the people don't even know.
You know, they don't know what flavor it is, even, you know.
Well,
it may be medical, but, it come from Colorado or it come from Washington State, but that's about all they know.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
So you don't really know it. Even though you're getting medical, you don't know if it's been sprayed with some of that shit that they've been spraying out there, you know? We may be getting all the bullshit that nobody else in Colorado or the legal states want to use because of the pesticides.
Well, there's a lot of people going around, oh, this is medical, and it's not.
Right. Absolutely, Jolene. Absolutely.
You know, they don't know what they're talking about. But, you know, I was going to tell you girls, the other day I was in the grocery store, and this lady came up to me, you know, when they say, well, would you like to do a survey? And I'm like, eh, God, you know how you are. But anyway, I said, yeah, go ahead. You know, she was walking with me as I was walking, you know, and she said, well, she said, I was just wanting to know if you or a member of your family got sick, how would you rather be treated, naturally or by pharmaceuticals? I said, oh, God, naturally, of course. And she said, okay, thank you, and walked off and went to somebody else. And I just realized, I said, she's basically asking people about medical marijuana. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, oh, wow.
I would say.
Yes. Yes, because, see, they really look down their nose here at marijuana in this state.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, but, I mean, a lot has went in front of, you know, in the Salt Lake and in front of the, whatever you call it, the...
Well,
state,
you know, that is
capital,
a big...
But,
that is a big religious, that is a big religious Mormon state, Jolene.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people speaking up, though, because I see it just about every day here on the local news. You know, somebody's coming in front of, you know, the state and bringing up facts about medical marijuana. And
right.
So, you know, they're trying to work with it and do something, but obviously, you know, they were polling people in the store. And I was trying to read some of the people's lips to see what they would say, but I couldn't. I wished I'd had enough sense to talk to her before she walked off. You know, who are you doing this study for, and is this about medical marijuana? You know, I should have asked questions, but she got away before I really got a chance to ask. But I think that's what it was. She was basically asking people about medical marijuana.
Wow. Well, I tell you, we got to give a big shout out to the grocery store for allowing her to even go through the store and do that. You know, most grocery stores would come to you and ask you to leave. You know. So
no, I don't know. The store may not even realize what she was doing. She just may have been in there, you know, doing it.
And started doing it. Hey, kudos to her, man.
I mean,
you know?
Never know. Well, I'm just wondering if she was doing it for some kind of research, if it was a school project or, you know, I was just wondering. I should have asked her. I wish I would have talked to her. If I ever see her again, I will.
Or it could be something as simple as, you know, having a family member, have lost a family member or got a family member that's battling some type of sickness, and they feel like that, you know, if they get enough people to say, hey, you know, that'll be something to help them fight some kind of court battle, because, you know, we got families that are actually fighting that in court right today for their children to use this plant over the pharmaceutical things that they're pumping in them. You know, it's sad, but we do. I mean, that's like a Brittany, you know, she's in Kansas. She's out in Kansas today. You know, she'll be Kiki's first doctor's appointment is May the 4th. Today is the 1st, and, you know, I mean, man, I mean, this child was just having seizures nonstop. And, I mean, I am really looking forward to seeing what those doctors out there in Colorado does with this little boy. You know.
So she's not going to just start giving him the oil herself. She's going to take him to a doctor to see what they say.
Yes, Jolene. Yeah, it's a program out there for children like him. Yeah, where the doctors will be telling her how much to administer to him, you know what I'm saying? So, no, she's not going to go straight out there and do it herself. She's going to be, you know, because, I mean, you know, she's got a lot of children here, several children, and, you know, she's wanting to try to follow the law, you know, as much as she possibly can, you know, to try to save this little boy, because this little boy is never supposed to live past the age of 3 years old.
How old is he?
He's a little over a year old, close to 2 years old, I think, Paula.
Bless. Yeah, the doctor probably figure out which strain of cannabis will work best on him.
Right. Like I say, I mean, she keeps doing live streams. Brittany Jenka, B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y-J-E-N-I-Q-U-E, And she's got all of her postings always open. Well, no, now she's got some of them closed. But, I mean, she does live streams and a lot of live stuff there. Send her a friend's request. I'm sure she'd love the thoughts and things. Like I say, I mean, I'm following her and things because, you know, what she's doing, doing these videos, man, that's better than pictures, you know, and things. And, I mean, she's done everything logically that she could do here. And if she stays here, you know, and tries to administer any kind of CBD oil or something to him, she's at a loss of losing him in the court system because, you know, the program that they have for the CBD oils is filled up and they can't take any more children on the program.
So won't she have to stay in Colorado, though, instead of coming back home?
Yes, she will have to stay in Colorado until they legalize it here in this state, Jolene.
It's just wrong.
Do the other family members, are they planning on going out later and being with her after she gets established, or
well,
she
no,
really
because,
hasn't went that far yet?
It's my understanding the kids are already set up in school and they're trying to make it as easy as possible on the children, and instead of trying to just up and load the whole family and move them out there, Jolene, no. They want her to come back. They want these legislators to pass these laws or something to where these children can have free access to this medicine instead of some stupid program that's only working for a select few and the others are left out, you know.
Yeah, but gee, when will that happen? That may take a long time, Colda.
Right.
Yeah, stupid
right.
as they are here in this state.
Well, you know, her thing is if it saves his life, you know, and if that's what it takes, then she might end up having to stay out there the rest of her life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's not really thought that, you know, that far down the road. But, I mean, you know, if she gets out there and they get to doing all this miracle stuff with this little boy, I mean, to me, I mean, man, that's documentation to where her parents and the little boy's daddy and the other children and things are going to be raising hell at the Capitol, you know.
Yeah, but look how many others has done that, and it really hasn't made a difference.
Well, Charlie's back here, and I think Charlie, I don't know what kind of medicine Charlie's on, but Charlie is back here. I mean, Charlie was in Colorado, and he's back here now, and he's on some type of medicine, but he had to go out there to and stay for a while before he could come back here to even be allowed to stay on the medicine.
See, that don't make any sense.
I know it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible that you put anybody has to their families have to go through that, and the time that they're lost away from each other and apart and things. I mean, it's just horrible. I mean,
sickness of any kind, especially a child's hard to deal with anyway, and then you've got everybody against you, keeping you from getting the treatment that the child needs. It's just heart-wrenching. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Wrong. Yeah. Yeah, it's
sad.
Wrong, darling.
It is.
It is. Absolutely. Got some shout-outs. Shout-out to Mike Davis, Kentucky Cannabis Freedom Coalition, Misty Smith, Pioneer Paula Willett, thank you so much. Jolene, thank you. Thank the love of my life. Tommy Vaughn, Jack America, Linder Gypsy, Michael Patterson, thank you. Big shout out to you also. And we're going to get ready. Are you about ready, Paula? Are you ready to take a break?
My one hitter is filled and ready.
One hitter is filled and ready, Paula said. All right, Paula. It's actually coming up down to the countdown on that. I'm watching the clock.
I got a lighter in one hand and my one hitter in the other, loaded, ready to go.
We'll talk about the weather when we come back. Go ahead, Jolene.
Are you ready?
Oh, I thought she was going to say something. No, I'm sorry, Jolene. I thought
no.
She was trying to say something. It's like, whoops. No, Still killing time down on the clock, folks, because I like to hit it as close to 4:20 as possible there, and we watch the clock go down. It's that time, Paula. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in a while. Now my phone don't even want to post it. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Miss Jolene's going to take us away.
Woo-hoo, here we go. Puff, puff, pass, everybody.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw. What a badass little song. Badass song out there, ladies. Badass song.
Good shit, Maynard.
Good shit, Maynard.
Yep.
The weather is 77 degrees, dark and cloudy. Looks like rain here. Miss Jolene, what is it where you're at?
Here it is 56 and partly sunny.
Oh, wow. And Pioneer Paula?
81, partly cloudy. I've been dodging rainstorms, but so far they haven't. It gets dark, but it hasn't rained here yet. So I'm good. Maybe it won't until I get everything mowed.
Maybe not, Paula. I hope it doesn't. I hope you get everything mowed also. Oh, my. Let's see, events. What do we got coming up this week? May the 1st through May the 14th is Hemp Laboratory Experiments. Grow your own industrial hemp. This is a Friends in Laboratories Experiment. Grow your own industrial hemp. Micro Green Gardens. I don't know about that. I don't know if you could legally do that or not. I don't know what state that's coming out of. I don't even see. Today we have the Oklahoma Regional Rainbow Gathering today out there in East Billy Creek area out there in Oklahoma. It's going on to the 14th, from the 1st to the 14th. It started today. Fort Myers, Florida, you have the Fort Rock Festival with Three Doors Down, Disturbed, Bullets. That's in Fort Myers, Florida. It goes on, starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow is Cherie's birthday, Cherie Crider. Tomorrow at 6, starts at, it's an online birthday celebration. So tomorrow's her birthday. Also on Wednesday, May the 4th from 7:30 to 9:30 again at Woodland Park. There is 601 East High Street in Lexington. They're having the community drum circle thing again. Then they have Gypsy Carnival. The Gypsy Carnival is going on at Al's Bar in Lexington Friday, May the 6th, 7th, and 8th on 601 North Limestone in Lexington, Gypsy Carnival. Driftwood Gypsy is the band that's going to be there. Billy Sexton and friends meet the candidate in Nolan, West Virginia. So, got a big election coming up there. And then on May the 7th, Phoenix Global Marijuana March by Safer Arizona and Stacy Tice. Saturday, May the 7th at 7:20, they're going to be at Steel Indian School Park Road in Phoenix, Arizona. So, yeah, I think they're doing a petition drive too, ain't they, Paula? Trying to get people to sign a petition.
Right. Yep. Too bad we're not a petition state.
Yeah, I just think it's horrible that
They can put gaming on the ballot, and that's constitutional. But I've been told that putting the cannabis, or allowing us to vote on the cannabis issue, is not constitutional, so they need to explain to me what's the difference.
Right.
So we're having Living History Weekend on May 6th and 7th in my neck of the woods at the Hitchin Post and Old Country Store in Draffinville. Let's see, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and at 7:30 on Saturday night, they're going to have a ghost walk. They'll have reenactment, storytelling, cannon shooting, period food samplings, root beer, ginger ale, 1860s games for the children. So bring your rebel flag and come see us. And the American one, too.
And the American one. Paula says bring them the rebel and American flag both. They're both welcome.
Right.
That's great. I mean, that's great.
Yeah,
today
it sounds like
is,
fun.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go do that because it's not but maybe 10 miles at the most from me, so I can go do that.
Well, today is the very first day, May the 1st, in our 599 episodes of the Gatewood Legacy Radio. Tomorrow's 600 shows.
Wow. You go, girl.
That's unreal. Coughing her ass off.
Got jokes up. Got jokes up there. One thing everybody should get.
That's a good hit, wasn't it? Boy, that was a kick-ass hit.
I want to thank the love of my life. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. Thank you, Miss Jolene. And we'll be back tomorrow with another show, 30 minutes tomorrow. So everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love you, people. Bye-bye, everybody. Take us away.
Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I love y'all.
Uh-oh. Whoops, sorry, everybody. Here we go. Bye-bye. No, I don't want to play.
Fashion karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.